This woman's mother accompanied her to the interview, and I asked the two to switch seats, and her mom commented on the experience.
Her attitude is fantastic. They gave her 6 months, and now it's 8 years, and I feel that it's all because of her attitude. Her attitude is just so special. She is my hero. She's wonderful. She does things for people, and she just wants to live life to its fullest. Her children see that, and her husband also, and my family, my daughters. I have two other daughters, and they're just all very close. And I think that also has to do with her staying well. Everybody is so together, and she's so together. And she said to me, "Mom, don't worry. The cancer is not going to get me. I'm going to get it." And she really believed it.
Where do you think that attitude came from?
Well, I have that kind of attitude also, and so does my husband. And I guess she got it from us. She's very, very strong. And that's the reason why she's here. And she does a lot of good. She speaks to people. She does Quest for the Cure. She raises a lot of money for research, for breast cancer, for her children's sake and the rest of the women of the world.
What was it like at the time that it was discovered that this had spread?
To me, it was devastating. I held up for her. I took her all over wherever we went together to every doctor, we went together. I still go with her for 8 years now. I go with her every week. I just feel that now it's a little more relaxing than it was when they said that she only had 6 months to live. And she never believed it. She never believed it. She thought she was going to make it. And thank God she's here now.
What were you thinking at that time?
Well, I was praying that she was going to make it, but it didn't look good. She failed 3 chemos at the beginning, and nothing seemed to be working until she got Herceptin. And that seemed to do the job.
What's it been like for you to go to the oncology office every week for 8 years?
I made very, very wonderful friends there. We have a very good time together there in the office. Sometimes Dr. Vogel says, "Shh, keep it down." We're laughing and we're having a good time. It's like going meeting your friends. And we enjoy going. And we know we have to go every week. So make the best of it. I just plan that day to spend with Beth.
What have you observed in other patients over the years in terms of the variation in their attitudes and their state of minds?
Well, when they meet Beth, their attitude changes. And she's there for that. She speaks to the patients, and they see her attitude, and she's always laughing and smiling, and she's not doom and gloom, and that's beneficial to the patients.